After having completed the Consumer Protection Act, we now move into a new area, which is indeed an upcoming subject and extremely popular, which is called intellectual property rights. Well, friends, what is this subject about? Intellect brings about creativity. Every human being has this creativity in him, and this creativity is a personal property. Just like any other property, as in land or a tenement or an estate or in a chattel, this is something wherein the ownership, the enjoyment, the rights of transferability and transmissibility is enjoyed by a person out of his own creativity. Therefore, law states, this creativity coming, which is the offshoot of the intellectual mind, requires to be protected. And therefore, law recognizes this protection of intellectual property, which is a right enjoyed by every individual out of his own ingenuity. This comes in the following six areas. The Patents Act meant for invention under the Patents Act 1970. The trademark, which is a mark or a symbol distinguishing the manufacturer's goods from those of his competitors under the Trademarks Act 1999. Copyright, which talks about musical, the works of art, sound recording, cinematography, literary works come under the Copyright Act 1957. We have the Industrial Designs Act of 2000, the geographical indications wherein the manufacturers of a particular area are sought to be protected as far as their goods are concerned. And finally, we have the Plant Breeders and Farmers Rights Act protecting agriculturists under the Act of 1999. So this is the background of intellectual property law, wherein we move into the first area, which is called as the Patents Act of 1970. The Patents Act 1970. A patent means obviously an invention, a new product, or a new process, or a machine, or an apparatus, which is sought to be protected under the Patents Act 1970. The concept of patent comes from a Latin terminology which is called letters patent or patere. Patere means to lay open after a period of time, which originated in Great Britain from the exercise of the royal prerogative to grant a monopolistic right to the inventor for his invention. The first Patent Act was enacted in India in 1856. It was subsequently amended in 1859. In 1957, a committee was formed with Justice Iyengar and Dr. S. Venkateshwaran, which was constituted to revise the patent law. Now, why did we require this? Because as technologies were changing and moving forward, we had R&D development, the research and development moving and having great scales in the economy, reverse competition by competitors, and therefore India had to protect her inventions, whereby she had to stand competition from other countries. And therefore, there was an immediate need to revise the patent law, wherein She was also subject to be a participant as far as the WTO, the World Trade Organization, and the TRIPS agreement were concerned on trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. So this made it an urgent necessity in the Indian scenario to revise the patent law. The Patents Act of 1970 came into force from 1972. The government signed the GATT. Now, earlier it was called General Agreement for Trade and Transfer. Today it is called as the World Trade Organization or WTO. And this agreement was signed by India in 1994. Thereafter, there was another agreement which contained clauses relating to trade-related intellectual property rights, which I just mentioned earlier, which was called as the TRIPS Agreement, under which India was required to introduce patents for its drugs, food products, and chemicals. India thus had to apply provisions related to the terms of patent protection by January 1, 2005, in which the Patents Amendment Act was brought into force in 2005 and the Patents Amendment Rules was introduced in 2006. Why do we require protection for our patents? The objective states, it stimulates technical progress, encourages research and invention. It induces the inventor to disclose his discoveries. It offers a reward for the expenses of developing his invention to the stage when it is commercially practicable and vendable or saleable. It provides an inducement to invest capital in new lines of production, which might not appear profitable if many producers embark on the same. Well, to just give you an insight on the main objects of this law. In a leading case called Bishwanath Prasad versus Hindustan Metal Industries, the Supreme Court said, as India wanted to encourage technical, scientific and industrial progress, patents had to be encouraged or the inventions wherein they had to be patented was required as an immediate necessity. So therefore, only when inventions are patented, you have the protection given to the first inventor as far as his inventions are concerned. Now, every invention or patent, what we call, is a monopoly right which is given by the government or the crown to a particular individual who is the first inventor, either for his article, which is called as a patented article, or a process which is called patented process. The man who is given this patent is called the patentee and his name is entered in the register. Now, what is the advantage of this? This man would have kept it as a trade secret to himself. Now, when he comes out in the open and obtains a patent for this invention, he is given a compensation or consideration after a period of time. So therefore, when it comes into the public domain, he gets a consideration, and for this money or consideration, he is able to invest his capital into new lines of production or manufacture, coming out with better inventions for better advancement. So, why do you require this patent law? It's because both producers and users are in a position to see that they invest their capital or their effort into better areas of production of goods, apparatus, machines, as the case may be, so that it provides an advancement in the field of industry, leading to a great industrial progress. The main object of this area is that if you don't get a patent, my dear friends, your invention cannot be protected and there will be a competitor, another man who's coming out with the same invention. And he says, you have copied his. So therefore, if you are the first inventor and you want to have yourself protected, it is essential that you enjoy a monopoly right, which is called a patented right, over the invention, which enables you to use, sell, distribute, and even transfer it by a license to anybody for the purposes of consideration. So mind you, friends, this is indeed a great advantage whereby the entire economy, considering that we, as in the Indian scenario, are required to move in the wake of competition with globalization, in competition with the rest of the world, it is indeed absolutely a necessity that our inventions are protected so that we are able to have better employment opportunities, we create national wealth, and thereby we move towards industrial advancement. And finally, to prevent any kind of infringement by any other person, we require the patent law so that the first inventor seeks to get himself protected, and if there is any other man copying him, he can file a suit in a court of law for the purposes of compensation. So this is, in short, the main object of the area on patent. So therefore, the man, the patentee, enjoys an exclusive monopoly over his invention. To encourage the inventor and protect them, to grant the inventor a monopoly right, as I've already said, for a limited period, the inventor who is granted a patent is known as a patentee. A patent, being a form of industrial property, is also called as an intellectual property. It encourages and maintains a continuous flow of inventions and thus employment, national wealth, and higher living standards are created by granting patents. So, well, in short, we have to mention here that patent means patere, to let open or keep it in the public domain after a period of time. After this patent is kept into the public domain, it is usually for a consideration whereby the inventor, who is called as the patentee, enjoys a monopoly right to use, sell, distribute, transfer, and even enter into a licensing agreement with a licensee, whereby he gives the patented invention unto him and telling him that you are permitted to use or sell or distribute my patented invention for a consideration. So this provides an exclusive right unto the person called as the patentee, who is granted protection under the Patents Act 1970. Thank you.